The Rift, 1692, produced by Christopher Tarn. Episode 11, Arrested.
Anne. Anne. Lift her head, Sir Jonathan. She is in a faint.
Let us pass. Make way.
Dr. Griggs, Mistress Dart, this is Sir Jonathan Staley.
Yes, we had heard of his arrival.
What happened to the child?
One moment she was talking normally, the next it was as though she were possessed. Then she fell to the faint.
Have you seen aught such as this before, Sir Jonathan?
No. No, not really.
Never? In any of your examinations or investigations?
Yeah, well, of course there have been times when
A witchfinder of the crown with no experience of a demonic possession. Really?
It is most strange, Sir Jonathan, I must confess.
When I said I had no experience, what I meant was I've always arrived after the fact, you know. That is the crime. Sorry, the events, when they've occurred, and then I go in and I clean up, as it were.
Did the child speak, Master Mather?
She did. She said that Sir Jonathan here would die.
Yeah, I think she meant as in we all must die at some point, you know?
She said you were not of this world.
I think it's the hat. Makes me look taller, you know, and to a child it could be a bit... Anyway, look, I'm going to go and see if I can track down who might have... Well,
if she were possessed by one of the prisoners, it would be well to see if any were in a trance at the same time.
Yeah, I'm on it. I'll go and visit the prison again. Now.
A most strange individual, Cotton.
Are you sure he is who he says he is?
What do you mean, Mistress Dodd?
He has no warrant, no luggage, no servant, no sign of a horse. So I'm just putting it out there. Well, don't you find it...
The woman is right, Cotton. Can you be certain that our witchfinder is who he says he is? Simply because he tells us so.
I'm sure
you
he...
You debated?
We had breakfast, and yes, we talked at length about...
About?
About...
Who did the talking, Master Mather? Who spoke of the methods and expertise of the practitioner?
I did. It was me. Oh, my good God.
Doctor... Perhaps we ought to have a constable bring Sir Jonathan to a cell, just to be certain.
Don't think I've been as relieved in my life. If Swift had fucked up and closed the rift, well, it doesn't bear thinking about. It does beg the question, though. How do we know where we'll end up when we go through different rifts? If I'd gone through the Chad rift in 1888 and Swift goes through in the present... Do I end up back in 1888 when I return, and he ends up... Hang on. He moved in the rift. He was in there for over an hour, maybe that... Okay. Okay, let's add that to the list of questions and... Hello?
Come in. Welcome to the spice shop. How might I... Hang on. I know you don't, eh?
I couldn't possibly say...
That's it, yes, button mic, M-I- Ah, sorry. Ignore that. I trust all went well with them. Well, no, don't answer that. Of course, you're here in one piece, so I'm going to presume there was no issues. All assets saved, all objectives achieved, like.
I couldn't...
Hey, that's my line. Who'd have thought? What can I do for you today? You know, I find it ace that with all the money at His Majesty's disposal, you lot still come here for your kit. Too many folks still think there's a queue in every basement. So, anyway, listeners, transponders, receivers...
Actually, it's a question.
I am all ears.
Have you ever come across anything like this?
Let me get my glasses on. Oh, I like this. Yeah, it's very chic. Hard to tell exactly, but I'm going to hazard a guess it's a location device.
Tracker?
I could be. Can I ask where you got it? Help me pin it down.
Classified, I'm afraid.
I hear you.
But it was subcutaneous.
Makes sense. It's a sealed unit. You can't make out any way to change a battery, for example. One piece entirely, even the raised... It's not glass. No, it's not glass, actually.
What is it?
I'm not sure. No, it's not plastic either. If I was pushed, I'd say it was a small diamond, but I've never seen that on any kit. It's not cost-effective.
Apparently, when it first came out of the skin, the diamond was glowing.
What, and then it stopped?
Yeah.
Interesting. So it was powered by the body. This is kit that is way above my pay grade.
Theoretically, if one had a... I don't know, let's call it a tracking device.
You could locate your target or your ally, yes.
Thank you. I really appreciate the input.
Always happy to help.
Shush.
Yeah, I know. One of our own.
That's true, then. We have a witchfinder in the town.
Well, I wouldn't say...
You spoke with him. You were examined by him.
Yeah, I was. And I think he believes me. That I'm not on the dark side.
You think so? Or he said so?
Well, early days, but...
Oh!
Elizabeth, what is it?
I feel I may... Oh, I need to sit.
Here, let me help you. You need food.
A moment. It'll pass.
It's this place. How can they keep us?
It's not the surroundings. I'm with child.
Oh. Oh! That's... Well, congratulations. I guess. Does John know?
Well, I've not had opportunity to speak with him and would be most surprised if the guards would take message.
Bastards.
Again, the language temperate.
Sorry, you're right. Oh, I just can't help myself sometimes. I'm my own worst enemy.
'Tis a shame you are not in similar condition.
What, pregnant?
Yes.
Ah, not for me. I'm happy to wait. Too much to do. I'll pop a sprog, as and when. Or if I, Hang on, why?
They will not send a woman to the gallows when she is with child. It would be to condemn an innocent.
Oh, maybe I should start a heavy flirt with Miller.
Well, you have no need if you believe the witchfinder will find no guilt in you.
Fact.
Use your wiles there, girl. Use them there.
Mum?
Yes?
Visitor for you. Strange one.
Oh?
Tied to... Well, you'll see.
Okay, show them in.
This way.
Ah, hello. Yeah, I called 999 with some information earlier and they didn't seem too interested, gave me the brush off. Didn't say as much, but, you know, I'm like a dog with a bone at times and I managed to get your details out of them eventually.
Lucky me. You are.
Sorry, Dennis. Dennis Bennett.
Dennis Bennett.
Two N's, two T's, no sugar.
You are.
Never mind. Thing is, I had a man in at my shop today.
Your shop?
The Spy Shop, Central London. We do...
Oh, I know the place, yes.
You do? Well, that's very affirming.
Every prepper or urban vigilante has it on speed dial.
Well, that's not very...
Go on, Mr. Bennett.
Okay. Well, I had a chap in this morning. I sold him some gear a few months back. I thought he was MI6, could have been 5, but the way he was talking had me definitely of the opinion that
Look,
he was...
I'm sorry to rush you, Mr. Bennett, but I have a mountain of casework on my desk and Lorna there is already growing a beard listening to you.
Anyway, look, I didn't let on. I'm very good at keeping a poker face. Not like them films where you're going, could you be any more obvious that you're lying, you know?
Always Cut makes... to the chase, please.
He thought I recognised him from his last visit. I didn't. I watched the news. I never forget a face. Robert Flynn.
You what?
Aye. It was the guy in the hospital murders that won his wife ID'd. Dr. Robert Flynn. Very much alive.
Can you describe what you saw, Anne?
Fire, sir. And demons. And I saw Sir Jonathan in the middle of the flames.
Burning?
No, sir. He was just standing, looking, staring at me.
Was he horned, winged? Did he carry a book?
No, sir. He was just standing. And then he was falling from the sky. The sky was red and there was a town behind him in the sky.
A town?
Yes, Mistress Dodd.
Ksalon?
No. It was huge, and not like a town I have seen, not like I imagine London to be. The buildings reached up and up, so high I could not see their roofs.
Good Lord, she describes the Tower of Babel.
No, Doctor, it is witchcraft, sorcery. I think the Witchfinder himself is a demon in disguise.
Hush, woman. You say you saw Statham falling.
Yes, sir. From the very highest of the buildings, he...
Flew?
He fell. He will die.
Did you see him land?
No. That is when I fainted, mistress. My mind was overwhelmed.
And this is like your other torments? This is what you and Abigail and the rest see?
Yes, Doctor. We see people in pain, and they scratch us, and they torture our mind, and they carry the book.
Would you speak with the Witchfinder if
I'm feared, sir. Please don't make me believe...
There will be others. You will be safe, child. Cotton, where is Statham now?
I believe he went to examine the witches in the jail. Some more of them perhaps
could... He must be prevented. We cannot have what appears to be the devil's officer rallying them to cast against us. Miller!
Yes, sir.
Have a group of men move immediately to the jail. Arrest Sir Jonathan and have him held in a cell. Alone.
Yes, sir.
Are you sure that...
Alone, Miller. And steady your hearts to the task. Do not allow yourselves to be manipulated. I want him in chains and shackles. And no one is to speak with him before myself and Master Mather.
He made great play of choosing to speak with Hex Alexander. Would you mind if I go to her now? To see if I can glean anything more? Woman to woman?
Of course, Mistress Stott. We are in your debt. Doctor, prepare your tools. It appears we have discovered a far more potent foe than any that have gone before. Are you with us, Mather?
I just...
Are you with us?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Passport and boarding pass, sir?
Yeah, of course.
Would you be wishing to use the first-class lounge, Mr. Abberline?
That would be most pleasant, yeah.
It's on the upper concourse once you're through the duty-free area. Escalator at the end of the gate, sir.
Thank you.
Have a pleasant flight.
Tell me this again.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I'd advise caution.
Sorry. Look, there was no movement, so we went down there. I was checking the car.
What time?
Time.
What time was it?
It was dark. Early hours. 4:30. Anyway, I'm checking the car. I hear this scream. Issa's standing a few yards away, and he's got no hands. Like, literally, no hands. Taken off clean.
And this was definitely not an animal.
Fuck no. No, it was like they'd been removed with a guillotine, and he's screaming to wake the dead. There's blood all over. He's in shock. I managed to wrap my shirt around them, used our belts to tourniquet. I'm sure there's going to be all kinds of wildlife on the way because of all the noise. So I bundle him into the chopper and bring him back to Abershay.
And you say you are at the hospital?
Yes. Yes, he's still in surgery.
They are attaching his hands?
I told you. Don't you fucking listen. There was no sign of his hands.
Don't make this difficult, Sir Jonathan. My men are armed. I've given orders that if you resist, they are to shoot you where you stand.
I don't understand. What's going on?
You are under arrest on a charge of practicing the devil's magic. You'll be held in...
Don't be a dick, Miller. Back off now. I'm telling you and your bunch of... Jesus!
That was a warning, Sir Jonathan. Now come along before the next ball is between your eyes.
Gin and tonic, please. No ice.
Nice way to travel, isn't it?
It certainly is.
And heading to Chad.
Do I know you?
The beard suits you, neither the weak chin. Not sure about the buzz cut, but...
Right, I'm afraid I have a plane to catch, if you'll excuse me.
Your plane is delayed. Permanently. Dr. Flynn.
Here we go again. No Griggs this time, just you and me?
Dr. Griggs is examining your friend.
My friend?
The Witch Finder.
I don't understand.
It was a bold attempt to stroll into this town and make out to be the very man needed at a most momentous time.
He'll find me innocent.
I have no doubt he will. Or would. But unfortunately, he is no more a witch finder than you or I.
And you know this. How?
Immaterial. Putnam has called him out as being a witch. And that's all that's needed for the time being.
Right. Listen here. He carries a warrant from the king. The Crown are going to be very pissed off when they learn that a group of paranoid villagers in a far-off colony have arrested the very man sent to deliver them from the scourge of witchcraft. When word reaches London, and it will, I think, those who have questioned his authority are going to find themselves in very, very hot water. So, my suggestion to you is to go and find your lapdog. Tell him to stop his examination right now if he knows what's good for him. Am I clear, bitch?
I'm afraid that's not going to happen. Here's a question for you. Do you still miss Liam? Bitch.
Written and performed by James Gaddis. Featuring Louisa Bedell and Susie Stanley.